another episode of Twat Radio. I'm your host, Javatar. It's just a quick and dirty twat today. Just gotta hack something together from my experiences here as a system administrator, or a brand new one. Let's pretend you got a network. Got about 500 computers in it, and you are in charge of pushing out updates and software and patches to these machines. Not only that, but you monitor DNS, you monitor their logons, their logoffs, all the error logs. Just keep seeing stuff happening. Don't make sense. Well, you can scratch your head like your old buddy Javatar here and chalk it up to being a noob. Or you could do a little bit more reading, which is kind of what I did after about the first 5 months, figuring something's gotta be up. Came about as I was trying to set up a new update server using WSUS and my Active Directory. Could not get my clients to report to it. Seemed like they were getting their updates. My Active Directory, my group policies pointed them all towards my new update server. My update server just told me that I had about 100 clients out of roughly 500. So you start scratching your head, start reading the forums, and you read about something called SID, Security Identifier. Dig a little bit deeper, and see that it's got something to do with cloning machines. Oh wait, we clone machines. Go back to the back room, ask the guys what kind of prep they do when they're getting ready to do machines and pushing them out. What do you mean by prep, Javatard? It's not my real name, but you know what I mean. What do you guys do? Well, we just push them out. Okay, don't use sysprep, don't use anything? No. So it turns out I had about half a dozen generations of SIDs, just cloned SIDs. Some of the generations might have been 6, 7, 8 computers, some of them might have been as much as many as 20. What's a boy to do? Well, go to Microsoft and download some of the sys internal tools that Mark Rosanovich had created, and Microsoft so nicely gave him a bucket load of money for him. And you can get a couple of different tools there from the sysinternal suite. One of them is psgetsid. Pretty much you put that into your system32 folder if you're running Windows. If you're running Linux, you know, look it up. You're a smart boy. Everybody thinks you're cute. Anyway, throw it into the system32 folder. Go to command line. And you can enumerate your network. You go, it's psgetsid /*. It'll enumerate your network for you. And you may also find that you can't get SIDs. If that's the case, you may find that the guys that started doing the images thought they were going to be smart and not share any shared folders. Which in and of itself seems like a pretty good idea up to the point that you try to remotely administer anything to this network and you're just going to keep banging your head on a goddamn table. Not that I did, but I know a guy who did. Anyway, using psgetsid, you can also use psinfo and you can enumerate the network the same way as you did before. Might be helpful if you're running as many machines as I am is to pipe it over and drop it to a text file on your C drive so you can look through it. Basically what it's going to dump for you, it's going to dump the computer name and computer SIDs. Then you're just going to have to sort through, find all the computer names that have similar or the same SIDs, and you are going to have to change them. Mark Rosanovich also has a product called New SID. You can get over at Microsoft. Problem is that when Microsoft bought it, they made it a GUI. So there is a way to get around the EULA if you do it remotely, but I wasn't smart enough to figure it out. If you know how to do it, please send me an email. I'd love to know. Anyway, basically what you do is you educate a couple of the monkeys that were screwing up your ghost images, and you tell them how to use new SID. Essentially, you just execute this thing. You're going to keep the computer name the same. Do not change the computer name like some of the guys tried, because your domain's looking for that computer name. So basically, crank out a new SID for this machine. Now what's going to happen is that it's going to have to enumerate all the way through. This SID is used for just about everything, including encrypting to your NTFS file system. Could potentially go wrong. It went bad on two computers when they tried to change the names. I don't suggest you do that. Let's take care of the little problems first and then take care of the other stuff. So anyway, SneakerNet it, new SID, and you may also have, if you're running WSUS, you may also have to refresh your Windows clients, your update clients. That gets all said and done. They started rolling right in, everybody started checking in on the Windows update server, and life was nice. I do have some residual problems, being about a week out now, in terms of net logons and a lot of other little problems, because so many computers were configured with the same SID. As that comes along, I might put together another episode if you guys are interested, and if you're not, yeah, whatever. So anyway, those are the adventures of Javatard. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, Twat Radio is community radio, so if you're sitting here listening to my moronic voice thinking, what a piece of crap podcast this one was, by all means, record your own, just teach us all something, and tell Javatard to shut the hell up. If you want to get a hold of me, my email address is Java, J-A-V-A, Tard, like retard, T-A-R-D, Javatard, @gmail.com. Anyway, this is just going to be a fill-in if they need them, and I'll have something a little bit later on LDAP and Active Directory and all that good stuff, so hang in there. See ya!